It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HBR1 stations, Friday afternoons. Helping Hand tries to put the spotlight on a topic, organization, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are thrilled to have a returning guest, and they're talking about a special event that's happening right now relating to Habitat for Humanity on Hawaii Island. Habitat are an innovative nonprofit. They're dedicated to basically eliminating substandard housing around the world through constructing, rehabbing, preserving buildings, advocating for fair and just housing policies, providing training and access to resources to help families improve their shelter conditions. Also part of their mission, they can help folks with disabilities achieve critical home modifications that can help them retain an independent lifestyle, doing ADA modifications. Right now, a way to support them and help to further their mission and keep stuff from landfills too, actually, and potentially get some useful things into your own life. They have this hotel furniture liquidation sale to benefit Habitat for Humanity across Hawaii Island. They were the recipient of a huge furniture donation. We will hear they're holding a special sale at the Old Sports Authority space at the Kona Commons in Kailua Kona every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. through November 10th or when they sell out. There'll also be some items at their unique restore locations, and we're going to learn more with our returning guest, Habitat for Humanity. Are you still executive director, Patrick?
Correct.
Okay. And that now for the whole island?
Correct.
And we learn more with our returning guest, Habitat for Humanity executive director on Hawaii Island, Patrick Herney. Patrick, welcome back. Good to hear your voice.
Aloha, Dave. Good to be back. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And before we dial in on what undoubtedly is a great thing to help out folks and to help gain funds and resources to further your mission with this furniture sale. First, there are folks who are always, they hear your name probably and go, what is that exactly? So what is Habitat for Humanity in terms of its two main programs, building houses and preserving existing ones?
Yeah, so our main programs are we build new homes for low-income families, and the main principle is home ownership. So once the home is completed, we sell the home to the family, and they have an asset now that they can leverage and improve their life.
And then the existing home preservation mode?
Yeah, so we do critical home repairs, and we try to identify a neighborhood to kind of do a neighborhood revitalization and focus on one neighborhood at a time. And so it kind of depends on where we're focusing right now with our neighborhood revitalization.
What are financial or other requirements listeners should know to participate in basically the home build program?
One of the big components of Habitat is sweat equity. So we believe that people need to be invested into their homes. So we ask that they provide 500 hours of volunteer labor. And that could mean making sandwiches for volunteers. It could mean painting. It could mean, you know, whatever skills they have as far as building, but it doesn't have to be. It could be just volunteering in our restores, and that would qualify as a sweat equity that goes towards our homes as well.
And you also have a unique thing. In fact, it's one of the main reasons that we like to put Habitat on the air is that for people who have disabilities, they're facing unbelievable challenges that everyday folks really don't ever have to deal with. And some of those things for a handyman or somebody who is capable with building things, they may seem like really tiny home modification things. But for somebody who is facing a disability, they can be the difference between being able to stay in their home and having to go into a care facility. And so these critical ADA home modifications for folks who are disabled, speak about that and this invaluable community service and how that works.
Yeah, that's so true, Dave. You know, one in three households live with a person with a disability, so it's commonplace. So we need to make accommodations for that. Even in our new home builds, they're designed with a universal design, so it's from cradle to grave that families can live in their house. So, but the critical home repairs is so vital for many of the kupuna and other disabled individuals that just need a little help and can't afford it and maybe don't have the skills to do it themselves.
And so you encourage people who find themselves in that situation. And it's a small group of folks who may need some of the repairs done, but in terms of the grab bars, doors widening, that sort of thing, you encourage folks who are facing those challenges to reach out to you guys.
Yes, definitely.
And a way that you can help further their ability to provide that help so that when somebody who's facing a disability challenge and needs one of these critical home modifications done reaches out to them, one way that it's easier for them to operate is when they have resources. And one way that they're gaining resources is they've got this huge furniture donation that occurred, this special sale I talked about a moment ago that's going on now through November 10th or when they sell out. It's also in, it's going to be at this old Sports Authority space at the Kona Commons in Kailua Kona, but also at your ReStore locations. Fill us in on what's available and how this is another way to support your mission.
Yeah. So at the Kona Commons location at the old Sports Authority is the majority of our donations. And you have a huge quantity of dressers and desks and mini refrigerators, end tables, TV stands, lanai furniture, and beds, and tons of framed artwork from the hotel, the Manalani Hotel that's been closed for renovation. So the majority of it is at the Kona Commons, but we also, if you can't make it there, we've also spread some of the product throughout our three ReStores in Kona, Waimea, and in Hilo. So you may want to just stop by one of those stores if you can't make it over to the liquidation sale.
And this is going to be in particular going on at that Sports Authority space Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 10 to 6 hours through November 10th or when the stuff sells out. And when people purchase this, this is another way to basically further your ability to help others.
Exactly, and we've been primarily focused on the Puna recovery right now. We have about 60 households that are on our referral list that we're trying to get through and help get them back into their homes or build them a new home. So that's the primary focus right now for us is the long-term Puna recovery.
Sure, and that long-term is probably a good way to describe what's going to be needed there. And before we let you go, you mentioned that people who are trying to earn their required hours to participate in the home build can work in a variety of capacities that you guys offer, but you also have these things open to just people who want to volunteer to support you. So if you'd like to give just a general shout-out to volunteer opportunities across the habitat spectrum there on the Big Island.
Absolutely. You know, the organization is truly grassroots, volunteer-driven. So we have many, many volunteers that come one day a week for 2 or 3 hours and just work in the ReStore, you know, cleaning product, pricing it, putting it out, or running the cash register. But those are really our saving grace to keep our administrative costs down so we can put more money towards the mission.
Here's how to reach out to them. Here's how to reach out to them, habitathawaiiisland.org. You can send an email, info@habitathawaiiisland.org. You can call them in their Kona location, 808-331-8010, and in Waimea, 808-885-9091. You can get the radio feature, the full interview, and all their contact information, plus all of our previous Helping Hand guests at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Just look for Helping Hand there. And wishing you guys a whole lot of luck. Again, this huge furniture donation and sale that they're holding, Old Sports Authority Space, Kona Commons, Kailua Kona, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, 10 to 6 through November 10th, or when they sell out, benefiting their remarkable work that they're doing, Habitat for Humanity. Executive Director on Hawaii Island, Patrick Kearney, returning as our very special guest on Helping Hand today. Patrick, always appreciate getting to talk to you, and wishing you guys a whole lot of luck in doing what you're doing with this.
Thank you so much, Dave. Appreciate you reaching out. And just to let everybody know, it's going fast, so get there soon.
Thanks, Patrick.
All right. Have a good day.